Good morning. You're listening to FloorDaily.net, and I'm Kemp Parr. I'm in Carlsbad, California, at the 25th anniversary StarNet meeting, and I'm with Gene Madsen, the president and CEO. Gene, how you doing?
I'm great, Kemp. Thank you, and thanks for being here.
Yeah, it's good to be here. You didn't have to drag me out here. My wife came to this trip because it's really nice weather out here.
Well, it is, and we're thrilled with the facility. We're at the La Costa Resort and Spa. It's a big operation here, and they're able to accommodate us. We have over 700 people at this meeting. It's our largest attendance ever.
Yeah, I knew Puerto Rico was close to being the record, and that was your 20th anniversary. So for the 25th, you actually surpassed that number.
We did, and this meeting, the agenda will be a combination of our normal business meetings, our meetings with our preferred vendor network, education, which is primarily workshops, and then, of course, tonight, the Design Award celebration and the celebration of our 25th anniversary.
Mm-hmm. Now, you have two meetings a year, and this is the one that's a little bit longer and has a lot of those extra entertainment items. You have a lot more going on than the fall meeting, which is more of a classroom type setting, right?
Well, yeah, from a business side, as far as the StarNet staff, we develop pretty much the same content for the fall meeting as the spring. But to your point, the difference here is that we are in a resort, we offer golf and other activities that the members really enjoy. And, of course, the Design Awards, it distinguishes this meeting also. This is also a mandatory meeting. The fall meeting is not. So we'll end up with 450 maybe at the fall meeting, but now today over 700 here.
And for activities yesterday, so that vendors and members could, you know, build a little bit more of a relationship, you had a bike trip, you had sea kayaking, you had golf, and I think you even had a trip to the Midway.
We did. And, of course, golf is the biggest draw. We had over 200 golfers. Then we try to offer activities for people that don't choose to golf. And we have quite a few significant others here, wives and other guests. And that certainly makes it nice for couples to do things together. So it was a good day. It was a very good day.
All right, so what's the member count now with StarNet?
We have 171 members, and we've actually set some goals to increase our membership. It's the first time the board's ever created a goal. Our goal, of course, is to make it strategic. We want to go into markets where we can build our market share. We have excellent members across the U.S. and Canada. But there are some places we can add. So that's really the target of our membership committee.
And let's talk about the health of the membership. Tell us, like, say, 16 versus 15, when you start looking at your rebate numbers and talking to all your members, how was 16 last year?
16 was a good year. We grew our purchases. We also grew our rebate revenue, which was terrific. I think you can feel the energy at this meeting, Kemp. Business is good. I'm hearing nothing but great things about 2017. We had a strong finish on the year, so we've had a good carryover into this year. And in our vendor meetings, we had a very solid first quarter. So we're bullish.
Mm-hmm. You know, I was talking to Randy Rubenstein yesterday, and he was telling me that his problem is just being able to handle all the business.
That's what I'm hearing consistently. You know, finding good installation labor is a challenge. Our members have some very creative ways to accomplish that goal, but there's just a lot of work and people are very busy. And you're hearing that throughout the geography. It's not just one part of the country.
All right, so let's talk a little bit about the highlights. You always have a Next Generation Breakfast, which I always enjoy to go to. The last two have been fantastic. But some of these other programs that you've come up with, you've got this Dream Team competition. When are we going to hear about the winners on that?
Well, tonight is awards night. So you'll be hearing tonight about the Design Awards, the Environmental Achievement Award. The Dream Team will actually be celebrated tomorrow in the shareholder meeting, as will the Floor Focus Emerging Professionals Award, which StarNet has garnered quite a few winners. We're pleased about that.
What are some of StarNet's biggest strategic challenges now?
You know, our number one challenge and goal is to continue to increase our purchases with our preferred vendors. We value this network. They really are equal partners to us. And we want to demonstrate growth for their businesses. That's very important. So tomorrow at the shareholder meeting, and really throughout all of our communication, that's the number one thing we talk about. The trade show this morning, well attended by our members. Our members really work the room, and they take that as an opportunity to meet with vendors and create new business opportunities. So that's number one. And I know the members have received that message.
Let me point out that, yes, right now we're talking, I'll pull you out of the trade show for a minute, but this morning prior to the trade show, which people can walk up and down like a normal trade show, you actually allowed vendors and members to meet individually. And I understand there was over 100 meetings. So it's just a little bit of a 20-minute speed dating thing,
sure,
right?
It's exactly that. Now, we let the vendors take the first choice of who they're going to see because we have many more members than vendors. And what they do is typically look at members they're not doing business with or members it's harder to reach geographically and have those sessions with them. And we had a great turnout today. We did have well over 100 meetings. The vendors are very supportive of the effort. And then we move into the regular trade show, which, as you say, gives them more opportunity to talk.
Let's talk about the design awards for a minute. I know the presentation's tonight, and you mentioned a minute ago that you had a record number of entries. What do you think's driving that?
I think business overall is strong. I think our members enjoy entering, because whether you win or lose, you do get a framed photo of the entry, which is, they're beautiful and they look great in all the offices when I visit the members. What I love about the design awards is obviously they're judged by outside people. They don't know who the projects are from. They're blind in terms of the project identification. But this year, as in almost every year, we have members that have never won before are winning. We have some members that often do win that maybe didn't win this year. So we mix it up. And I think it recognizes really unique and outstanding projects across all of the business segments. So we're proud of it. And it really is, I think of it as the Oscars of flooring. It really is exciting.
All right, so Starnet's 25 years old. For those listening to this who haven't seen our April issue, we have a 7-page write-up about a little bit of the history. Let me ask you this quick question. What's the next 25 years going to look like for Starnet?
I think the next 25 years will be building on the foundation we have, but we also challenge ourselves every day to be better and to better serve the industry and to better serve our vendor partners. And in June, we'll gather again with the board prior to NeoCon, and we spend at least a day just talking about our strategic goals long term. And I certainly expect that we'll get into a discussion about some more future focused thing. You know, how can we remain relevant? How do we continue to meet the needs of our vendor partners? And how do we continue to meet our members' needs and make sure that being part of Starnet is a positive for their business and helps them grow?
And where are you meeting in the fall?
We're in Atlanta, Georgia. It's funny. It's the bedrock of flooring. It's the first time we've had a meeting there.
Yeah.
We'll be at the Lowe's in Midtown in Atlanta.
All right, great. Well, it's good to talk to you. Thanks for spending time with our listeners. Again, been talking to Jean Mattson from Carlsbad, California at her 25th anniversary meeting. And you've been listening to Kemphar and FloorDaily.net.